Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Iran held a funeral Thursday for Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh, whose killing in Tehran has added to fears of a regional conflict. Meantime, the U.S. said on Wednesday it was not involved in Haniyeh's assassination. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakaswara reports.
Ismail Haniyeh was last seen alive attending the inauguration of Iran's new president, Masoud Pezeshkian, on July 30th. Haniyeh, the political leader of Hamas, an Iranian-backed Palestinian militant group, was killed in an airstrike the following day. Haniyeh's killing happened a day after Israel carried out a strike in Beirut that killed Fuad Shukur, commander of Hezbollah, an Iran-backed group in Lebanon. Israel holds the group responsible for a deadly attack in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights over the weekend. With fears of regional escalation rising, Western countries are urging restraint. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News, Washington.
AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports the man accused of being the main plotter in Al-Qaeda's September 11, 2001 attacks has agreed to plead guilty.
The Defense Department says Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accomplices in the 2001 9/11 attack are expected to enter guilty pleas at the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, as soon as next week. The plea agreement comes more than 16 years after their prosecution began for Al-Qaeda's attack and more than 20 years after militants flew commandeered commercial airliners into buildings, killing nearly 3,000 people. Defense lawyers have requested that they receive life sentences in exchange for the guilty pleas. The head of one group of families of those killed, Terry Strada, reacted to the news, saying that the men were cowards when they planned the attack and says they're cowards today. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And for more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tensions are high around much of Venezuela following a disputed presidential election. The United States, Brazil, Chile, and others have urged Venezuela's electoral authority to publish a full breakdown of results.
Our patience and that of the international community is running out. It's running out on waiting for the Venezuelan electoral authorities to come clean and release the full detailed data on this election.
White House National Security Spokesperson John Kirby. Socialist President Nicolas Maduro, who has ruled since 2013, was declared the winner of the weekend vote by the Electoral Council. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports a former U.S. Green Beret is under arrest in connection with the plot to remove Venezuela's president.
Jordan Goodreau, the former Green Beret behind a cross-border raid in 2020 to remove Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro with a small cadre of supporters, has been arrested in New York. He and Venezuelan Yaxi Alvarez face 14 criminal counts tied to arms smuggling, according to a federal indictment. Goodreau, a three-time Bronze Star recipient for bravery in Iraq and Afghanistan, claimed responsibility for the amphibious raid by a ragtag group of soldiers who trained in Colombia. In a video, Goodreau said he was protecting Venezuela's democracy after Maduro's 2018 re-election was boycotted by the opposition and condemned by the U.S. Goodreau's lawyer says his client is innocent. Julie Walker, New York.
Arrests at the southern U.S. border are down, continuing a trend that started before the Biden administration asylum restrictions took effect. We get more from the AP's Jennifer King.
U.S. authorities say United States-Mexico border arrests have plummeted about 30% in July to a new low for Joe Biden's presidency. That's according to two U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials who spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity. The U.S. Border Patrol is expected to arrest migrants about 57,000 times this month, down from over 83,000 arrests in June. That would be the lowest monthly tally since September of 2020. The halt on asylum applications would end if daily arrests dropped below 1,500 over a seven-day average, a scenario that Customs and Border Protection officials are preparing for. Jennifer King, Washington.
Nigerians are planning nationwide protests this week against the country's worst cost of living crisis in a generation. Momentum is soaring on social media for the demonstrations planned for Thursday. However, authorities fear a replay of the deadly 2020 rallies against police brutality in the West African nation or a wave of violence similar to the June protests in Kenya, where a tax hike led to chaos in the capital, Nairobi. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.